Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 35. We will continue in the ninth perek with Mishnayos 7 and 8. That's perek tes, Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. And we will, Mirtz Hashem, finish the ninth perek. Mishnah Zayin. Srida. Srida is a utensil which is flat, absolutely flat and round. And a baker uses it to roll dough upon. It's like a rolling board, but it's flat, so it's not mekabel tuma. Shehinisuna al pi hatanur. If it's placed upon the top of the tanur, the mouth of the tanur, the opening at the top of the tanur. Tanur, again, is an inverted V. So at the apex, it's sealed off with this srida. Mukov tzamit posil. And not only is this srida lying atop, flat atop the top of the tanur, but it is plastered into it. It's smeared down with tit, so that it's held tightly in place. So now, if this tanur is in an ohel hameis, is in a tent under the same roof with a corpse, its contents, the contents of the tanur itself, are protected from tumah, because the tanur is sealed with a tzomid posil, as we've been learning. Suppose, however, nistak min hatanur lesredo. There's a crack at the place where the tanur is cemented, is plastered to the tanur. So in such a case, shiuro mole pi mardeya. Mardeya is the pole, the malmad, which we learned about yesterday. The pole which is used by the person who plows to steer the oxen. So if the mouth of this mardeya can fit into this crack in the at the point, it's a crack now in the point where the tanur connects to the sredo, is connected to the sredo with tit. So if it's that size, that big, it is no longer its amid posil. There's an opening in it. And therefore, it can become tomei, its contents can become tomei. Shelo nichnos, and it is not necessary that the pi mardeya, the point of this pole, actually be able to penetrate through the crack. As long as it's the size of the crack, even if it's exactly the size of the crack, so it can't penetrate through the crack, nevertheless, that's sufficient to remove the status of tamid posil and the tanur and its contents are tome if it is in an ohel hameis. Rabbi Yehuda omer nichnos. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it doesn't lose the status of tzomid pasil unless it is actually able to penetrate through the crack, which is a little bit larger of a shiur than the chachamim hold. So Rabbi Yehuda, in this instance, with the sedak, the crack, is between the tanur and the srida, Rabbi Yehuda is the lenient one. Nistikos srida, suppose there's a crack in the flat surface of the srida itself. Then the chachamim hold, shiuro kamole pi mardeya nichnatz. Then the shear is the width of the pole itself, if it can penetrate. So here the chachamim are lenient. Only if the crack is large enough so that the pole can actually penetrate through the crack is the status of tzamid pasil removed. Less than that, the tzamid pasil is still matzil, still protects the tanur and its contents from becoming tome. Rabbi Yehuda omer shelo nichnas. Here, Rabbi Yehuda is machmir. He's more strict. And here, Rabbi Yehuda says that even if the pole, mouth of the pole is exactly the same size as the stuck, as the crack, and it cannot penetrate, already the tzamit pasil is broken because you have a hole of that size. Rabbi Yehuda being machmir by Srida itself, and the Chachamim being machmir by Bein Srida Litanur. Hoya Ogul, suppose the crack is curved. Now, this last phrase is subject to many, many different interpretations by the various Meforshei HaMishnayos. I will follow the approach of the Tiferes Yisroel, who understands this to mean that you imagine the top of the Srida, and now the crack is not a straight crack where a pole can penetrate straight through it, but the crack is curved. So it's, imagine like a U-shaped burrow in the body of the Srida. So now the pole cannot penetrate through the crack, not because of the size factor, but because of the curvature of the crack. The pole is a straight pole, and it can't hook around and go through the crack. That's how the Tiferes Yisrael understands this phrase, this last sentence in the Mishnah. So, Ihoya Ogul, if the crack was curved, Ein Rowen Oso Oroch, you don't imagine, well, it's a, if you measure it, the whole U-shaped crack is 3 inches long. So let's imagine that it was not curved, and you had a 3-inch hole in the Srida, and then we can see if the Piyamardeya can penetrate it or not. No, Elashiuro Kemole Piyamardeya Nichnas. Then you require that the Piyamardeya actually be able to penetrate through the crack. If it can't, not because it's too wide, not because the Pia Madeya is too thick, but because it can't penetrate, it can't make that U-turn. So, nevertheless, it is Tohor, is still considered a Tzamit Posil. That's Mishneh Zayin. Mishneh Ches, Tanur. If you have a Tanur, an oven, a Kli Cheres, which is Mukaf Tzamit Posil, this Kli Cheres is entirely sealed up. The lid on top is on tight. The ayin, the hole in the side of the tanur, out of which the smoke goes, is also sealed up with some type of sealant, with tit. And now, shenikav me'eino, some of the eye of the tanur, this hole in the side of the tanur which has been sealed up, is now punctured, and there's a hole in it. So shiuro, the size of the hole, which is mevatel, the status of tzamid posil, which removes or cancels out the status of tzamid posil, is mole kush. Kush, you will remember, is the pole which a woman who spins wool uses in the process of spinning wool. So that kush, if that is nichnas v'yotze dolek, if that can be that can be inserted through the hole and removed from the hole, even if it's a flame, and the flame will not be extinguished, that's how wide the hole has to be, then, if it's that wide, and only if it's that wide, is it no longer a tzamid pasil. But if it's just nichnas v'yotze, but if it's a set of flame, the flame will be extinguished in the process of inserting it and removing it, according to the Chachamim, it would not yet be mevatel, the status of tzamid posil. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda says, shelo dolek, even a hole which is just the size that the kush can be inserted into it and removed from it, that's already mevatel, the status of tzamid posil. It is not necessary that the kush be a flame and that the flame not be extinguished in order for it to lose its tzamid posil. Nikav, suppose there's a hole in the tanur, But where is the hole in the tanur? Mitzido. Not in the actual sealant, in the tit, which is plugging up the ayin. But rather, it's at the side of the ayin, on the wall of the ayin, not where it is smeared with tit. Then, shiuro, the size of a nekef, of a hole, which renders it no longer tzamid pasil, is, according to the Chachamim, kamole kush nichnas v'yotze, shelo deulek, the Chachamim say, even if it's not set aflame, or if it were set aflame, the flame would be extinguished, but if it can penetrate, this kush can penetrate the hole and be removed from it, it already is not tzamid pasil. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says no. Rabbi Yehuda says that it has to be dolek. It has to be dolek. Rabbi, I can't talk right now. I'll call you back later. Continuing in the Mishnah, we have another opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, again, the hechetimtze here, the scenario is, you have a tanur, which is tzamid pasil, is totally sealed all around, and it has an ayin, it has a hole on the side of it, from which, out of which, smoke exits the tanur. But now this ayin is plugged up, it's smeared up with tit, so the tanur is mukaf tzamid pasil. So says Rav Shimon, min ho'emsa, if the hole is in the center of the ayin, where it is smeared with tit, nichnas, then the shear is simply the shear of a hole, the size through which a kush can be inserted. Doesn't have to be inserted and removed. Doesn't have to be a flame. If a kush can fit through the hole, it's already no longer tzamid pasil. Min hatzad, but if the hole is on the side of the ayin, the wall of the ayin, then the shear is eino nichnas. Then the shear is even the size of a kush which cannot penetrate the hole, because it is exactly the same size of the hole, which is slightly smaller than nichnas. So in the case of the min hatzad, Rabbi Shimon is machmir and says even a slightly smaller hole already renders it no longer tzamid pasil. It's mevatel the status of tzamid pasil. V'chein haya omer, Rabbi Shimon ruled similarly, b'megufas hachovis shenikva, not speaking about a tanur, but about a chovis, a barrel, which is sealed up with tit on the top of it. And it's sealed up with this sealant, S-E-A-L-A-N-T. And now there's a puncture, there's a hole in the magufa. There, the shear is shiura melo mitza shniyo shel shifon. Shifon is a type of grain. Sometimes it's translated as rye, R-Y-E. Sometimes otherwise translated, but imagine a long stalk of a grassy reed which has at various points knots, K-N-O-T-S. You see, like trees have, like imagine a bamboo stick where there's a little round knot in the bamboo at various intervals. So similarly too, the stalk of this shifon has kishorim, has three knots in it. The second, the middle knot, is thicker than the lower knot, but thinner than the outer knot. So that middle mitzah, that middle kesher of the shifon has a certain width. That's the width which disqualifies the tzamid pasil, according to Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon says, min ho'emsa, if the magufa is punctured in the center, then the shear is nichnas. The shear is wide enough so that the kesher hasheni, this mitzah shniya, can penetrate it and actually go through the hole. Then and only then is the hole disqualified. Does the hole disqualify the status of Tzomid Pasil? But min hatzad, if the hole is on the side of the sealant, then eino nichnas. Even a smaller hole, which the mitzah, this knot cannot, the width of the knot cannot penetrate it because it's exactly the same size of it, also disqualifies it from being tzamid pasil. V'chein haya omer b'chatzovim. And so too did Rabbi Shimon say with reference to chatzovim gedolim, to large barrels shenikfu, where there's a hole in them. Shiurim mole mitzo shniya shel kone. Here the size is thicker. The size is like the second nut, not in a chiffon stalk, but rather in a kone, in a hard reed stick. Again, imagine a bamboo stick. So the shear of a hole which removes the status of Tzomid Pasil from these Chatzovim Gedolim, from these big barrels, is the thickness of the second kesher of a kone. Min ho'emza nichnas, min hatzad eino nichnas. If the hole is in the middle of the Chatzovim, then the shear has to be wide enough so that the kesher sheni can actually penetrate the hole. Min hatzad, if the hole is in the side, then eino nichnas. Then it's sufficient to remove the status of the tzamid pasil if the kesher sheni is exactly the same size as the hole, even though it cannot penetrate into the hole. Bame dvorim amurim. Under what condition do we say that the size of a nekev in the mole, in the megufa sachovis, is kemole mitzo shniyo shel shifon, in the case of the chovis, and in the case of chatzovim gedolim, it's kemole mitzo shniyo shel kone, only bizman shenasu liyayin, if this chovis, or these chatzovim gedolim, are made for wine. Because when it comes to wine, the owner does not want a hole in the top of his chavis or in his chatzovim, because the taste, the flavor of the wine will be lost if it's exposed to air. So therefore, if there's a smaller hole, smaller than the size of this kesher, it's considered sosum, because that hole is not something that's there because the owners want it there. Just the opposite. They don't want any hole in it. So for that reason, if the kesher, if it's as wide as a kesher, then and only then is it considered no longer tzamid pasil. But if it's smaller, in the case of yayin, the smaller hole will not disqualify the tzamid pasil, because the smaller hole is not desired. It's shelo l'ratzon of the owner because there's yayin inside. However, aval im na'asu l'sha'ar mashkin, if these chavis or these chatzovim gedolim were made for other liquids, oil, honey, milk, borscht, scotch, afilu kol shehu, then any puncture in the side or in the middle of the chavis or of the chatzovim gedolim, temeim, will disqualify, undo the status of tzamid pasil, because the owner wants the hole, because holes in the barrels are good for these other liquids. It's only wine that they don't want to be exposed to air. But these other liquids, just the opposite, the air ventilates them, cools them, or whatever. So even a small nekev, the slightest size nekev, removes the status of tzamid pasil. Bamed vorim amurim further. When do we say that if the chavis or the chatzovim gedolim were made for wine, that the shear nekev has to be the size of the kesher sheni, has to be a certain thickness, that a nekev kolshu, a slightly small hole, would not disqualify them from being tzamid pasil in the case of wine, because the whole is not desired by the bialim. That's only bizman shelo na'asu bidei adam. If the whole was not made by a person, meaning it was not made intentionally by someone, the whole came about through some other means. Lightning struck it, insects ate through it, some accident happened and some sharp object pierced them. Avlim nasu bidei adam. But in the case of yayin too, if there's a small hole that was made intentionally by a person, so then the hole is l'ratzon, even though normally you don't want the wine exposed to air. But this guy did want his wine exposed to air because he punctured it. So then, afilu kol shehu, even if the nekev is very small as can be, temeim. Because a nekev which was made intentionally by a person, that's a nekev. The person wants it there. And if it's a nekev, if it's a hole, it's no longer tzamid pasil. It's no longer tightly sealed. The Mishnah continues. Nikavu, suppose there's a hole in the kelim themselves, not in the tit, which is containing them or holding them, like the megufas hachovis, etc. But there's a hole in the actual object, the chovis, let's say. Then, ha'asui la'ochlin, if this vessel is made to contain foodstuffs, shiuran b'zeisin, then if there's a hole the size of an olive, then and only then is it no longer tzamid pasil. But less than an olive is not, it's considered negligible in the case of a keli, because a keli with a hole in it less than the size of an olive can function very well as a keli. You can keep apples and oranges in there, no problem. If this keli was made to contain liquids, then the size of the hole, which renders it no longer tzamid pasil, is shiuron b'mashkim, is the shear, the hole or crack, large enough so that liquids can penetrate from the outside in to the keli. If the nekev is kikones mashke, large enough so that liquid can penetrate from the outside into the keli, then the keli is botel from the halacha of tzamid pasil. Ha'asur lekach ulekach, suppose you have a keli made for both apples and apple juice, then meitilin oso luchumro b'tzamid pasil uvekones mashke. Then you look at the stricter situation. The stricter situation is in the case of liquids. And if there's a hole in this keli, which is made for both apples and apple juice, is if apple juice can come in from the outside, in kikones mashke, then it's no longer considered tzamid pasil, and its contents are tome. So we have completed Mishnayos Zayin and Ches, the 7th and 8th Mishnah of the 9th Perek, and in the process we have finished the 9th Perek. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we will begin the 10th Perek. We have now completed lesson number 35.